Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Renee Richards Show with your host, psychic medium Renee Richards.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Hey, Kareen, am I unmuted? Will you let me know if I'm unmuted? Hang on, everybody. Kareen, am I unmuted? I hope you can hear me. I forgot what I'm supposed to, if I'm supposed to put. Anyway, this is the first show. It's going to be messed up because I've forgotten a lot of stuff. Okay, so welcome to the show. It's August 19th, and Bern, can you hear me? In the chat room, just say yes or no. I think you can. And I'm glad everybody's here. Okay, thank you. It is a giveaway show, and I haven't been on here for like a year. So I'm going to be on for probably 6 months or so, and then I may disappear again. I don't know. And also, this is a giveaway show, so I'm giving away an hour reading, and I'm also giving away two 30-minute readings. Now, I am booked till November, so you're going to have to wait, but I think it's well worth the wait. I mean, that's just, you know, sometimes you have to wait for things, right? And it's just I'm really booked. I'm not doing as many reading days as I used to. So, okay. Now, I do want to talk about one thing before I play the disclaimer and go through all that is some people who have studied with me or mentored that I've mentored have read the Mahatma 1 and 2, The I Am Presence by Brian Gertan. And this is interesting, even if you haven't started reading the book or whatever. This is really interesting because it's a part of it I had totally forgot. And I think it's really important to make an association or whatever. But I do think, so for those of you that have read it, and it's not a book you can read from the beginning to the end. It's a book where you skip around, and it's a book of light, and a lot of information is in there that I use, and I love the book. It absolutely just set me free. But so what I want to talk to you about really quickly is the Mahatma Letters. And that was by the Theosophical Society, which was Madame Blavatsky. And that was formed like in 1875. I mean, this is old. The Mahatma Letters. You need to watch that video. It's on YouTube called The Mahatma Letters. And it's really, really interesting because she always saw a man in a turban and dressed in a certain way of dressing from when she was a small child. And so have I. I always had a man with a turban and in those clothes when I was a little girl, off and on. And then they would disappear and I wouldn't see him for a while and then he would come back. So I think it's really interesting that association, and the Mahatmas are a group. And that at that time was when East and West philosophies were meeting. And Madame Blavatsky has her books are horrible to read. They are. I have The Secret Doctrine, and it's something you have to take a little at a time. But the whole thing with all of this is the occult means that which is hidden, and these are occult books, and the Mahatma, The Secret Doctrine, Alice Bailey's work, it is designed for the student on the path to search and to meditate on. So yeah, it can be very extensive work. It's well worth the work. And nowadays you have a lot more help with studying those books, as far as help on from the other side, from guides and teachers, but also from people who have written things about it to give insight and to help a lot. But it's really important to expand your mind, not just to be stuck on one aspect of spirituality. You have to broaden your thinking and feeling about spirituality. And it's just kind of interesting. I had read about that a long time ago. You know, Mahatma means great soul, great souls. And so the Mahatma people would actually put letters in a drawer for her. I think that was the story. I can't remember. I'm going to have to watch that video so I can get it straight, because it's been years since I read about that and had an aha moment when I did read about it. So I'm going to go to the phones, but check it out. It's called The Mahatma Letters on YouTube. And it's not directly about the book, but Dhaval Cole, who is mentioned many times in the book The Mahatma by Brian Gertan 1 and 2, is one of the Mahatmas. So, okay, I'm going to play my disclaimer, and then I'm going. And then after I do a couple of readings, then I'll go ahead, and we should be kind of settled in. And then my son picked the numbers, and I will call out the numbers, and I'll go to you. And then I'll give you my email address, and I want you to email me when I tell you've won, so I can send you a link for the reading. And then you'll click on the link, and it will take you to a scheduler for the appointment, and it will say no fee. Now, if you have trouble with that, you let me know. And I'll fix it one way or another. So I'm glad to be back. What I did was, as I said to the universe, if you want me back, give me a deal on Blog Talk Radio. You know, sometimes they have those really good deals. And so I said discounts. And so I went to sign into my account, and there it was. So I said, what the heck? Thank you, universe. Okay, here we go with the disclaimer.
Please be aware that when calling into the Renee Richards Show, the possibility of names, dates, and some personal information will come up in the reading, as Renee is a conduit for spirit. Renee cannot edit this information, and she must say what spirit gives her. Renee Richards is not a medical intuitive, financial advisor, or physician. The Renee Richards Show is broadcast on other networks and throughout the Internet. All rights reserved for entertainment purposes. Thank you.
Thank you. That guy's voice. I just detect a little bit of Southern in there somehow. He's a really nice person. I haven't talked to him in years. Okay, so I'm going to caller number one, which is 805-708. Let me see now. There we go. Are you there?
I'm here, Renee. So glad to talk to you. I've been really looking forward to this. Thank you.
Oh, good. What's your first name?
Donna in California.
Donna in California. What part? Just out of curiosity.
Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite places. I used to live in Lompoc.
You're in Lompoc right now?
No, I used to live in Lompoc.
Oh, yeah. Santa Barbara's nice.
I'm in Arizona now. I had to give up the ocean, but boy, the energy here is amazing. So what's going on, Donna?
I was working a little bit, and I'm older, and he passed away, and I'm not in a relationship. I'd like to be in a relationship, have a companion, and maybe do some traveling and things like that. So I'm kind of suspended. I don't have much to do, and I'm not in a relationship, and all my friends have moved away. And so, yeah, I want some good things to come in.
Right. Oh, you know, it's so hard right now with relationships. The biggest thing is, how do you make the connections? And that just drives me nuts. I wish I just want everybody to get together, and it's so hard for people to find other people. But you know, you are ready. You are ready, and I don't know if do you know about manifesting, because you've already put it, you've got it out there that you want it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't visualize too much, but I know that there have been times when I've been on a high energy level that things have come in. I've won things before. I've been lucky, and
yeah. Yeah. You did it naturally. And I think you need to do the same thing without thinking about it too much with a man naturally. So I do not think that you're one of those people that are doomed to be alone the rest of their lives. And I really don't think anyone is, honestly. I don't. I always say that. You're not doomed. Nobody's doomed. Because I truly believe that the universe wants people to have connections. And as a soul, you want that also. So what we want is a way of manifesting by saying that I really want that. That's something I want in my heart. And I really feel like you want a deep connection. I feel like that's something that you really are searching for. And I think you're going to bring it to you. I think that, have you met anybody just lately? I feel like somebody just kind of went right by you somehow.
This man, a friend of mine, she's from Hawaii, and he was in Norway, and she's there now, and she couldn't get a hold of him for the last 5 weeks, so we don't know if he passed on, but we were going to see if I could help him in some capacity, like home health care or something like that in Hawaii. But I don't see that happening now because we can't get a hold of him. His name was Brian.
But that wasn't a relationship. That was like a working relationship.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, for 6 years, I looked after a blind man named Pete, and I just adored this man. I loved him very much, and it was a lot of fun. He passed, so that's kind of hard.
Well,
I had a lot of fun with
it. Yeah, and you are a caretaker, so that is a good position for you to be in. And but I do think that for hobbies, what do you like to do? Do you have hobbies or anything?
Not really. I like walking on the beach. I like swimming at the YMCA.
Hobbies. Well, those are hobbies, swimming, walking on the beach, maybe reading books or something like that.
I like to play blackjack. That's fun.
There you go. So that's where you're going to find someone, is in the hobbies that you truly enjoy. So you need to get involved in some kind of groups. Or something like that. It's where the connection's at. It's not that far away, and you are bringing it to you. That's why I asked if you were manifesting it, because I see where energy has gone out, and then it's going to turn around and come back. But it looks like it's almost 6 months of that, going out, 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 And mm-hmm. when you think about it and you talk about it, it moves it. It keeps it moving out. And then it will turn around and come back.
Oh, that'll
so
be good. It, yeah.
But it's going to take a while. So I would just be patient.
Too good. Finances aren't too good. And I want to manifest that, too, where more money comes in because I'm 68 now and I'd like to go traveling a little bit. No?
Well,
I'd like to...
you need to develop a symbol for money. And when you need money, well, before you need it, you need to use your symbol when you're in a quiet place, like either prayer or meditation, or even mm-hmm. sometimes just staring out a window. You know, I find myself staring out a window and I'm gone. I'm not even there. And so there's different ways to get in that mode when you can calm down. But so there's a lot connected to it. But just on a psychic level, money will come also. But I feel like that's going to take like 3 months or something. But you're going to fall into a job here real quick.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. You need to advertise or do something or join a, that finds people for you to take care of, live in. Because I know that there's a huge need for it right now. So I'm going to let you go with that. And thank you so much for calling, Donna.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. I shall be back.
Thank you. Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I have to get used to this. Okay. What the heck? Oh, 212-982. I'm just going from one and all the way down.
Hi, Renee. This is Bryn.
Oh, hi.
City.
How are you?
How you doing? Good. Not too bad. So I feel like I've been in some kind of, I want to say, preparation or transition into, like, not yet getting into a new cycle of opening up or something like that, but it feels like I'm moving in that direction. And I feel like, I don't know if you believe in ascension symptoms, but I've been getting like a lot of aches and pains in my body, you know, and kind of that kind of thing. So I just want to get a read on that and see what you think about it.
You know, there are symptoms that people get, and it can just be from the energy that's getting ready to download,
right.
Or you're getting ready to expand your consciousnesses, and sometimes that is very strong and potent. And so,
yeah.
What you need to do for that is. I always do those exercises where you can, like if you get headaches and things like that, you can actually do a massage where you pull the scalp down and that will start to open it. Because what happens in ascension symptoms is that the brain grows. It gets a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And that's from all the higher light as it comes in and it changes. And I do feel like you're going through an evolution. So there's a lot of changes that you're going to feel. And there also is a thing called an etheric flu. And what that is if you can get clear enough, it will clear up the body aches. When I used to feel that, and I had an amazing mentor that used to do energy work on me, and she would absolutely just zap it out of my energy. Well, I learned how to do it myself, but it takes time, and it can be some work. But if you can get your bodies, the etheric, the mental, the emotional bodies clear enough, that will clear up that. It will temporarily take it away, and you'll feel 100% better. That that etheric tornado thing that I'm always talking about is a really good clearing process where you run that etheric tornado through your whole system, through your channel, in between the chakras, and make it wide enough that it will encompass your bodies. And you pull it all the way through you. It starts at the eighth chakra where it's formed, and then that it goes all the way down through your channel, spinning clockwise, and it pulls all the stuff down through the channel and out the bottom of your feet into the center of the earth where it's transmuted.
Right. Wow.
And that really does work. And I think that will help with the symptoms. Because everybody is going through really big changes right now. We went through a lot, you know, 2020, 21, and 22, because something really big is going to happen. I don't know what it is, but everybody's talking about it, and I feel like something's coming. So we need to prepare the best we can. And I think being clear will really make a big difference in your energy. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well,
and,
nice talking with you again.
Big pat on the back for the changes that you're making. I think it's really important. So good for you.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you
so much. Have a nice evening, sweetheart. Thank you.
All right. Take
bye.
Care. Good talking with you again. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Now, area code 520234. I don't know.
Hey, hi. This is Lisa calling you. Hi.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, hi. Fine. Thank you. I wanted to ask my significant other passed a few in May.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any more cash coming to me, any money as a result of him not being here anymore?
Were you guys married?
No. We worked together for a couple of decades. We owned a lot. We owned stuff.
You know, it's weird because part of it moves and part of it doesn't move. So there's definitely going to be coming something to you. Is there a Charles anywhere around for some reason? Or Charlie or Charles?
Well, gosh, it could be. I have to think about that. It doesn't come immediately to mind, but I don't want to say no.
And also, is there something to do? So do you have an attorney?
Yes, I do.
I think that I don't think you're going to get everything, but I think you're going to get enough of it. It's going to be something that you get that is going to be good, but it's not going to be all that you expected. He died unexpectedly, right?
Yeah, big time.
And I feel like did he have dark hair?
When he was younger, yeah.
I keep hearing the word reliable. I'm reliable. You're reliable. Anyway, I feel like he absolutely trusted you. And are you on the paperwork?
You know, I don't. I'm looking. I'm searching. I'm doing a lot of searching. I'm going through stuff. He didn't expect to pass, and I didn't expect him to pass. So it was a surprise, you know.
I feel like, are there other people involved, kids or anything?
You know, he always said no, but, you know, he was pretty secretive, too.
Well, if they haven't popped up yet, they probably won't.
I
feel like it's just going to be a legal mess, but that eventually, step by step, don't get frustrated, it's going to work out. That's what I think. That's what I feel. Some things might not be able for it to happen that way. It feels like it's going to take a lot of work to get it done. And something, part of it is going to fall right in your lap. It's going to take a while, but it's going to come. So I think you're okay, really.
Yeah.
So don't, you have to have a good attorney. I'm sorry, but that's what it takes. And I feel like, I also feel like, but there's, it's coming. It's good. I mean, I feel it flows evenly and purely. I mean, it's not, if it was not going to come, I would hit a wall. And the only thing I hit is at a certain point, it gets kind of like gluey, but it's still moving. And so for me, that's a yes, but it's not as easy as the other thing, the other part of it. But it's coming. It's going to happen. How long has it been?
Oh, let's see. May? How long is that? June, July, August? I guess.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's nothing. So, but I think you're okay. And I see money all around you. So, and I don't see like dollar bills or coins. I see clumps, like stacks. So it's good. And that doesn't mean you're going to get cash. It just means that it's going to come, you know, good. It's coming. What is worth money? So it could be property. It could be investment property or whatever. I think you're all right. It's not going to be easy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a fight. But if you have a good attorney and that'll work with you, I think you'd be okay. So, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Lisa. Take care. Bye-bye. Ooh, that's a toughy one. Oof. I hate attorneys. I hate anything like that legal. Gives me the eebie-jeebies. Okay. All right. I think we got enough people now. Okay. So, okay, this, my son picked the numbers. Let me get back to that page. Okay, so for the 1 hour, it's going to be the eighth caller. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just a minute. No. 8. Okay. So the eighth caller is 216-650. That's for the hour one. Just let me chime in with them for a minute. 216. Where are they? Oh, they're there. Okay. I lose them, then they come back. Hi.
Hello.
216-65.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Okay, so you have an hour reading. So send me an email at mediumreneerichards@gmail.com. And what's your first name?
Now, Medium Renee Richards. Is that on your profile right there?
I don't. Yeah, my name is, but it's mediumreneerichards@gmail.com. What's your first name?
Okay. Oh my gosh! In my birthday. That's a nice birthday gift. Huh? My birthday's in a week and a half.
Oh, that's cool. So
yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Sharon.
Okay.
So I got to write this down. Medium Renee. Hold on. I'm so sorry. MediumReneE.
Richard.
R-I-A-R-D.
Yeah. It's on the show page. At
gmail.com. Oh, my gosh. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. But thank you. That's so kind of you. So, sorry. My name's Sharon. I'm from Ohio.
Okay. So go ahead and send me that, and then I'll send you a link. Okay, so I'm going to let it go, and I might make it down there again. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm going to unmute you. Okay. And then, oh, God. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There we go. Okay. 205-675. Okay.
Hi.
205. Hi. Okay, so you got a 30-minute reading. And what's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay, and you heard me give her the email, right? So email me
Could
that.
You give it to me? Please
yeah.
give it to me again.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I was going to get in. Okay.
Right. You're down there, but that's okay. Medium Renee Richards at gmail.com.
Renee, R-E-N-E-E.
Yeah. Richards.
Richards.
Yeah. You can get it off the show page. Medium Renee Richards at gmail.com.
Okay. And what do I need to email you?
Just say I won and let me know and I'll send you a link.
Reading.
Yeah. And I'll
okay.
send you a link back. Okay.
Okay. I'm doing it right
okay.
now. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. Now the next one is, thank God it's in the, oh, I think that's, Bryn. Okay, Bryn.
Hey.
Okay,
oh,
you want a hi? You want a 30-minute reading? So,
oh,
send me an email. You know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then I'll send you a
okay.
link. Okay, hon.
Okay,
thank
Renee.
You. All right.
Bye.
So at each show, I'm going to give them away, but we're going to do it differently next time, so I don't take up so much time for people. I don't know how. Now, where was I? Okay, I got it. Let me see. I'm always, it's easier if I have the, oh, there we go. Okay, 714-679. I didn't do that one yet, did I? No.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Hey, this is Deidre. Deidre.
Oh, hi, Deidre. How are you?
I'm doing well, actually. I mean, things are going well for me. Yeah, there's certain parts of my life I'd like to be doing better in, but so I'm open to what Spirit has for me for guidance, whatever
okay.
might come to you.
Deidre. Do you have a grandmother in spirit or
yes.
a mom?
And both, yes.
I don't know why I kept writing Regina. That's not to do with your grandmother, but it felt like a younger person named Regina. Now, your grandmother, I can see her. She has a book in her hand. Did she like to read, or is that a Bible?
I don't know because I didn't know them.
I have to tell you that what she is telling me is that even though you didn't know her, I think it's a Bible because I see a cross on her. And she is dressed in like a violet, a pretty 50s violet dress. And she said there's a lot that she's sorry for. There's a lot that you don't know about. And that you need to know. I don't know why you don't know her. Or I know there's a big, apparently, well, duh, a big disconnect. But she's saying some of the growth that is going to happen to you has to be connected to the past. And so she's saying that for you, there needs to be, there's something that has to have light shed on it. And she's with you a lot. Are you not married?
I'm not married right now.
Okay. And was the divorce, did it just happen? I mean, has it been a while, but it, or I feel like you just kind of come out of it. Even though it happened, it seems like a while ago.
Does
that make sense?
Yes. 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 Probably took a while to heal, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's taking over here. She's saying that you're very brave. She's with you a lot, and she supports you as almost like a guide or a interim mother. I don't know. She's just very supportive. She's not alone. Mm-hmm. There are other people around her. And I feel that that has a lot to do with your growth that is coming. Do you meditate or do something?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah.
I enjoy meditating.
Okay, so it's definitely working. And you've made some connections on the other side that are very supportive of you. There's a beautiful, beautiful red around you. It's like a Christmas red. When I see that Christmas red, that isn't, sometimes when I see red on people, it's problems, you know, but that's not, it's, oh no, it's not that color. This is you are a natural healer. You are an instinctual natural healer. So what the heck does that mean? That means that the people that you're with, just by being with them, you actually can raise their vibration up. So it's a natural thing that you have. You have also connections to angels. Do you believe in angels? Is that why they're around you?
Yes, I do.
Well, they are very much around you and very much guiding you, along with your grandmother, who you need to learn more about or make a connection to, because she was a very wise woman. Now, I feel like when she was here, maybe she wasn't as wise, but, you know, as a soul, she's very wise. So there's a lot of that connection that is just super, super strong, super strong. Also, I feel like, you're not in a relationship, but that also is moving your way. And I feel like when it shows itself, you're going to go, oh, no, I don't want that. And you're going to miss part of that, which is fine. But then there's going to be someone else that comes. And that one is going to be a good relationship. And I feel like you are kind of pulling that towards you. Like I see little energy streams going out, but your colors are very pretty. Like I said, the red is amazing. And then, so there's a lot of wisdom coming your way. There's a lot of changes that are going to be happening. I think in September, something, are you looking for work, or is work something that's going to change? There's opportunity in September. And I think it's right around like the 9th or something, some screaming at me. I'm like, okay, back off there. But that is huge. And it'll be a decision. that you'll have to make. So there's lots of changes that are coming for you. A lot of support by angels, and also the grandmother is very active. So,
okay.
I think this is really a good finish of the year for you. And then next mm-hmm. year, I feel like it's all a brand new for some reason. And that could mean a whole new perspective. That could mean you have a opening. It could mean anything like that. But next year is it feels like it starts a whole new cycle again for you. So that's good.
Okay. And that's kind of intuitively what I feel. So relationship, everything. Yeah. And work is good, but I think there's something more. So thank you.
Shifting and changing. And a lot of that you're bringing on yourself. So just be ready, you know, accepting, glad, happy. Pay attention to stuff that's happening. Don't poo-poo the signs or anything. Pay attention. So okay. September's it.
I'll let you know, Renee. I will let you know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Deidre.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay. 914, 625. Hi. Are you there?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Christine.
Okay. That's good. And what question, hon?
I was just wondering if you could pick up on my career. I'm just trying to find what I should be doing next to make money.
Mm-hmm. Next to make money. Do you work with puppy dogs?
Oh, I have in the past.
Oh, how funny. Okay. Because there's little dogs all around you.
Yes, I used to pet them for years.
Oh, really? And you gave that up?
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't done it in a while, but I would totally be open to doing that again.
You know, I was looking at pet babysitters. I can't believe it. And for overnight, they get like $50 a night just to spend a night mm-hmm. with your dog. And mm-hmm. I think it's like 40, you know, just to spend the day, you know, and then 20. Anyway, I don't know. I just see puppy dogs around you. That might be something. You have a very gentle spirit. And do you have okay. So you wanted to know about jobs. I feel like it's totally open.
Okay.
Whatever you want, whatever it is, if you want to work in an office, I can't even imagine working in an office anymore. So you really need to choose what you do, and you need to be careful with what you want, because you are a gentle soul. I mean, you would stand up for yourself. I don't mean in that way. You would stand up if you had to, but you are a gentle soul, and you need something that's in alignment with you.
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Carlos Santana. No, Carlos. No. Is your mom still here? Are you dead?
Yes,
and your dad too?
Yes.
But is there somebody named Carlos?
Not that I can think of.
God, I just keep hearing Carla. It's not Santana, though. It's Santiago. Santiago.
Oh, my gosh. That's my last name.
But there's a Carlos.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask.
But I feel like there's a really old there's a grandfather. But this guy, do you have it's a grandfather, but he was a great grandfather that was a very sharp dresser. Like a hat and the whole deal. He used to dress up.
Honestly, I'm not aware of my paternal grandfather on that side. I don't know much about that side because he wasn't around. And so I would
You've
have
got to ask.
Because
this guy, he is dressed to the nines. And it looks like he's in New York or somewhere like New York. Yeah, New York. I think New York, somewhere like that. Anyway, okay,
yeah,
I'm going.
From...
Okay, well, I'm going back to what you asked me. So, are you currently working?
No.
Okay. You will be within the next. It's not that long. You could be working even in by the next month, by the end of the month, if you want to take the one that's going to. I don't know if you want that one or not. And then there's another one after that that comes. And it's like, you know, they want you to do this, then they want you to do that, and then they want. But it'll be a really good, secure job. And I think it'll be decent pay. And I think it'll only be 4 days a week. I don't think it's like a full, 5 days a week. It's four. And it even might be some work from home where they split it even more. It's going to be something that's easy to do, work with, mold. Yeah. Play with like clay mold. They'll be more open. And I think that would work well for you too, because it would give you options. I don't think anything that's going to put you in a corner is going to work. And I don't think anything really, really traditional. You have that at your fingertips. You just got to get out there and really spread it out and look. And be picky about what you want. And I think you're definitely going to get there. Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel like it has to do with the puppies? Or were you just seeing puppies around me because I like puppies and I love animals?
I'm like a puppy magnet right now because I have a puppy. And he's still a puppy. He's going to be – he's 8 months old. And you know what an 8 month old does, but – I just think animals are very joyful, and that would really be in alignment for you. I think there's an opportunity there for you that would work also, but that's not the one where you could work from home, that's for sure. But
okay.
I think you need to be really creative in what you want to do, and I think you need to be picky. I really do. You know, it used to be that I know before I went into nursing, whatever would come up, I just took it, right?
Right.
And because I needed it, I had kids and I had to take care of, feed them and everything. So whatever would come, I would just take it. But I always would keep looking while I had that job for what I really wanted. And then I said to hell with it and just went. And did a little bit of schooling. I wasn't a professional nurse, but I was like a CNA and then an MA. And then, so for me that, and then I was in hospice and all that. So that was important to me. But I think that for you, traditional is not going to work. You have to think outside of the box and be really creative. And I mean, the animal thing is so huge. I wouldn't even go, I wouldn't put it past for you to even start something on your own.
Honestly, I tried to do that. When I live in Puerto Rico right now, and when I moved out here, I tried to put it out there, you know, to Petsit, and I put it on, like, Facebook is really big out here, so I put on Facebook that I would like to Petsit and have people, you know, just put it out into the universe that if anybody wanted me to Petsit, and I didn't really get any hits. You know, I didn't get any clients or anything.
Yeah, you have to get on. You have to get on those apps like Ruff or whatever. It's all those dog apps for dog walkers and people who stay overnight. Let me tell you what: you build up your clientele, you're going to do really, really well. And animals are huge now. And I just think there's the animals want you.
Okay.
They just. I don't think they want to. Okay, I'm going to go, but good luck. And I sure hope you find something, but I know you will, but I want you to go with the puppies. Okay. So 541-441-2820. Oh, I gave the whole thing. I'm sorry. 541-441. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, hi, Renee. Welcome back. Anyway, this is Nancy.
Yeah. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. And I guess any messages from the other side? I had a few people that passed since I talked to you last.
Okay. So you called the show?
Oh, way back. I'm one of the old gang.
Oh, isn't that funny? Yeah, my memory is like gone.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I was kind of one of the hidden old gang.
Let's see. Boy, it's been a lot of people, huh? Did you lose a friend, a girlfriend?
She wasn't a girlfriend. It was a not that I know of. I mean, I could have, but not that I know of personally.
Let's see. Because this is a younger woman, that's why I would tend to think that it was a friend. Is there an Anda? Or do you know an Andrea?
No. Not often.
Huh. Or an A name, no?
An A name. I do know an A name, but it wasn't a girlfriend. Somebody that did pass.
Was she an older woman?
Yes.
Was she really thin?
Mm-hmm.
And glasses and her hair?
Yes.
Kind of flipped a little bit. And did she like to wear gold?
Oh, goodness. I know she liked to dress up a lot, but
not real gold. She and she had a raspy voice.
I don't think so.
Because that's who I'm getting. I'm getting this older woman who kind of a raspy voice. And I think she might have smoked.
I think maybe when she was young, she might have smoked. I think she mentioned that.
It's just a little raspy. So what is she saying to you? She's laughing her head off. She's laughing, and then she takes a Kleenex out of her pocket, and she wipes her nose and her mouth, and makes sure, you know, turns it over. She doesn't use the same side. And she puts it in her pocket, and she tells me, oh, she's a kick in the pants, she is. This woman is, like, full of energy, and she feels like she's quite the character. And I feel like I don't, but then that younger woman is around her also. Somebody that died young or younger,
no,
you know, what's young? I don't know. And she actually puts her hand around her waist, and they put their arms around each other so they know each other. And I feel like she, the one that is standing there, the young one, she said she's never going to get it. She's never going to get it till she goes back. And you have to look at something. I don't know if she's from school or a long, long time ago.
School.
And she is a blonde. She's blonde hair. And she almost has like a page boy haircut. You know, the bangs and then... or the Egyptian haircut. I don't know what it's called, but she's adorable. Yeah. Now, the older woman, could that be a grandmother or a mother?
The older woman was related to my husband, his sister-in-law, but we were really close. The one that I'm thinking of that just passed away not too long ago.
But did she like to wear dresses, like when she was younger, probably? Because she has on a dress.
She liked to dress up.
Yeah, she looks like she cared about herself. And her nails look like they're done. But she's older, and she just wants you to know she's okay. And... Does your last name start with an R?
Yes.
So you guys then spent Christmases together or something like that? Holidays?
Yeah.
She's talking about holidays. And it feels like more like Christmas is what it looks like. And a fireplace and a throw rug. I keep saying, it looks like an old fashioned house, like with a throw rug. And
It's true.
Just very old fashioned, very warm. And she said, she really wants to thank everybody for making. Did her husband die and then she was alone?
No, actually, it's the other way around.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
She died, and he's still alive.
He's still kicking. That's good.
Yeah. He's up there. Yeah.
But he's not forgotten about, is what she's saying, right? It feels like that people still care and they're there for him. So that's good. Okay. So she really just wants to say, I think, thank you. If this is her and if everything is, but she looks really nice and she crossed really easy. You know, death is not easy for some. It's hard for them to get out of that body sometimes. And I kind of feel like that was the case for her, is that it was hard to go in a way. And that once she made it to the other side, she was not alone at all. She was with family, and I think her mother was on the other side, or a grandmother and a father. I mean, there's mm-hmm. tons of people with her. So, and there's a really tall male that also is showing up, and he used to wear like a sports coat, but he's tall. Does that ring a bell for you, for anybody? He used to like bourbon too every now and then. He wasn't an alcoholic, I don't think. He just enjoyed having bourbon every now and then. I can smell it.
That could have been my husband's brother, because he was really tall.
Yeah, that guy's tall.
He was tall too.
He stands above everybody. And he has on like a sports jacket. He looks really nice. I don't know why. Why is everybody dressed up that I see? I don't know. Maybe that's just, you know, how I'm seeing them. But I also feel like he was really a strong person, very kind. He did like to joke around quite a bit. So does that sound...
It does. It does. You know, I wasn't that close to him, but I did meet him a few times. So it does kind of sound...
Isn't it weird who shows up and who doesn't?
I know.
I mean,
I'm surprised.
I do readings all the time, and they'll, you know, people, usually the ones they want will show up. But in these really quick readings, it seems like it's really random people. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from? But that's what I'm getting with that one, definitely. So I hope that was okay, Nancy.
Oh, it's just wonderful to talk to you again, and I hope you continue.
You know, your voice sounds so familiar. Yeah, it would be nice to have it run more smoothly than what I've been doing lately. I haven't been on here for like a year. I forgot how to run this stupid thing again. But it'll just take time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I hope you have a nice evening. It was good. I think you know, so many people, there used to be curious times. And some people really remember that time and some people don't. And it was a show by Chris Times. And it was a community. It was started out that way. And everybody, we all would go on there and listen to Chris, and she would interview people or have people doing readings and stuff. And it was fun. It was a real community. That's where I met a lot of people. And Nancy was one of those people from a long time ago. So it's been years, I think, since I've even talked to her. Okay, so this is the first show. And we stumbled our way through it. I might have to put poor Corrine de Winter to work to screen my calls. It'll just make things go so much smoother. So, but thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I hope that you got something out of it, even if I couldn't make it to you in the queue there, the caller queue. And you can always go to my website. I've lowered my prices for the economy. First it was for COVID, I lowered them, and then I was going to raise them, and I said, no, I can't do it. Not how the economy is right now. People are really struggling. And and every show I'm going to give away readings. So that's a good thing, because why not? We need to spread the love. Okay, thank you so much for being here, and I have to go relieve my husband of babysitting the puppy, or he's going to kill me. Good night, everybody, and thank you.